Good morning, and thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment. I'm Christine Holbert, and today I'm reading Roses in the Eyes, Oblivious to the Thorns by Anna Lee Knowles. Roses in the Eyes, Oblivious to the Thorns. Here is a family lined up like a jury. Behind the peeling garage, red letters scrawl over a white sash that spells Kentucky. Behind that sash, my uncle clutches the silk corner, smiling at it like a baptized baby. Another scrap of sash tails off as my grandmother raises the edge enough to read Derby. She shakes it back and forth. My mother is nearby in loose jeans, sweater ruffled as clay mud flats. Bangs curl inward like a hand on a steering wheel. My father sits in front, banners flap over his head. He is a jean scarecrow, out of place for Kentucky spring. What do I do with the photos whispering? I've held it too much, and each time they have all lived the same 100 lives. I've slept in its stasis, folded beneath my pillow as though it would hatch. No one speaks, usually. Facts blur into fantasy. But today they live inside a season of wishful thinking, stretching on and on. All they want is to win, to jockey each eager gamble into one plea. It can be. Wagers scatter around years, swirling into focus. Laverne's skirt is hard to make out in the sun cutting through the chastened syringa. What runs there, stitch horses in different strides, circle the hem. Me, not yet whole-bodied, yet to cash in on May's plump prize. The years are slow to pass, heavy set. In the distant future, the face of a girl who gawks at others, a gleaming shard, a self calling across aphids. No matter the roses in the eyes, oblivious to the thorns. That was Roses in the Eyes, Oblivious to the Thorns by Anna Lee Knowles, published in Country of Hard Life and Rosebuds by Lost Horse Press. I'm Christine Holbert. Thank you for listening to the Poetry Moment.